Online reputation, what does that even mean? And why should anybody care? That's the topic today on yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks for listening. Good afternoon. You're listening to yourfavoritemedia.com, and we're recording live from El Paso, Texas. We seem to stay in the news more these days than ever before. We definitely were present at Beto's announcement for the presidential bid within the Democratic Party. And we're excited that there's a local El Pasoan that is going out for another kind of impossible possible dream. So congratulations to Beto and his family. We wish you the best as you move forward through this. And secondly, of course, we are here on the grounds of immigration and the talks of the wall, the talks of how we help people that are crossing over from the border looking for a better life. And even though we try not to get political, in both of these announcements or both of these topics are quite political, we just wanted to say that we do our best to be good community members, and we are hoping that the rest of El Paso is doing the same. We try to put ourselves in everybody's shoes when we're looking at these issues. And anyway, thank you to everybody who's doing a fantastic job of supporting in the best ways that they know how. And we, of course, want to say thank you to people that are putting out their finances and their time in giving support to the human beings that are just looking for a better life. So thank you so much. In today's episode, it's not political at all, but we are going to discuss search engine optimization and Google reviews, the relationship between those two. Now, I didn't research this. I'm not announcing anything that is life-changing or trend-setting, but I do want to talk about the importance of having a great online reputation, in particular Google reviews, because more than anything, platforms across the internet use Google as their number one search console. And so imagine what it's like when you're doing a search for a particular company or service and the Google reviews are under 4 stars. Does that matter to you? For me, absolutely. If a company has terrible reviews, I go in and I read every single review within the last 6 months, unless, you know, they have 5,000 reviews. And come on, let's be real. I'll probably read the first 15. And the same thing on Amazon products lists. I read the average of stars that they get versus how many reviews, and then I pick and choose some of the reviews. So if you have a small company or you're an entrepreneur starting out, it is so important that you make sure that you reach out to these individuals that are not as happy as the individuals that are. And of course, you want to thank the people that have worked with you and that took the time to record their experience for you in a very public platform. So a couple things I want to advise you on is, number one, make sure that on any kind of intake form, you ask for an email address and you figure out who has a Gmail address versus a non-Gmail address. And then develop an in-house program to reach out to those folks through email, through text, where you include a link directly to your Google reviews so that they can click on that and do the review, and it literally takes under 2 minutes. Secondly, for those people that don't have Google email addresses, you're welcome to ask them to do a Facebook review or ask them for a testimonial that you can add to your website. It is so important. Lastly, for the people that leave an unfavorable review, there's a couple of things you can do. You can reach out publicly and apologize, and also offer to give them some sort of incentive to come back and try you again. It's really nice when I see a company publicly apologizing, acknowledging, being accountable instead of being defensive. And although that seems like PR 101, you'd be surprised how many people just really, really put their pride on the line and respond in a super negative way. So don't forget to just be humble in your responses and always give an opportunity for a second chance. If I can help out in any way, we also have a network of folks that work to get you really good Google reviews, and we're happy to reach out to your client list, to your book of clients. Send me an email at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's home@yourfavoritemedia.com. I'm so happy to help in any way we can. And thanks for listening. I'm Monica. Have a great day.